Hello.
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 Hello, my name is Matthew West, and I'm the host of this podcast. It's called the Matthew West Podcast. I really hope you like it.
Hello.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Matthew West Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew West, and as always, I really hope you like it. Today's podcast might sound a little bit different in your ears today. If you've got your AirPods in, your headphones on, or you're just listening in your car, perhaps you can hear and feel the room that I'm in. I decided to step outside of the isolated, soundproofed vocal booth where I normally record the podcast and come out into the great room in the Story House, just out into the great wide open. Because it's been that kind of week. In fact, as my buttons hit the metal desk where I do a lot of my work, it's been a week in the great wide open, staring up at the sky to witness the great eclipse. Did you see it, guys? Did you experience it? So I just felt like, you know, I can't, you know, once I'm out there looking under that big sky, I can't be confined to that small space. So here I am at the Story House. I don't know what I'm saying. Absolutely ridiculous introduction to this podcast. But you know what? We'll carry on. We're moving forward. Welcome to the show. I hope you're doing great. Thank you for joining me wherever you're listening from, whatever you're doing today. I hope this is a welcomed part of your day, maybe a nice little distraction for you. Have you had a busy week? Man, I sure have. Yesterday, in fact, I'm a little late getting the podcast out, as you might have already noticed if you're a weekly listener. By the way, thank you, because I know you're out there who listen every single week, and you're like, wait a minute, Wednesday came and gone, where's the podcast? Holy cow, if you knew the week I've had, it's been insane. All good things, but just incredibly busy and crazy things going on. But I wasn't going to let a week go by without getting in front of you guys and hanging with you all here, so thank you so much for joining me today. Hey, I'm working on something really cool. How many of you realized or have already picked up a copy of the latest devotional book that I just released earlier? Gosh, was it already last month? Man, where is the time going, my friends? My Story, Your Glory 30-day devotional is available now in stores, on Amazon, wherever you get books. But I'm going to do something pretty cool here at MatthewWest.com. If you've got some graduates in your life or you've been invited to a graduation party thinking about what kind of gift could I get him, well, first of all, any graduate is going to want some cash, so just keep that in mind. But if you want to add something to the cash, I think I've been thinking about the theme of this book, My Story, Your Glory, and what a perfect message it would be for the grad in your life as they're stepping into a new chapter of their story, being reminded of who the author of their story is and how his plan is the best. And so I decided to kind of do a cool little promotion at MatthewWest.com. Starting next week, you're going to be able to order 20 or more books at 20% off, or 30 or more books at 30% off. And so, and of course, there's going to be a special bookmark sticker with a note from me to the graduate in your life, just encouraging them. And I'll be signing those books as well. So at MatthewWest.com, if you've got some grads in your life that you want to give out some books to, go for it. And I encourage you to pick up several copies of that book and hand them out as a way of encouraging the graduates in your life. All of my daughter's friends are going to be getting a copy of the book, which I know they will cherish always. Oh, man, I've been writing some songs, my friends, and I can't wait to share those new songs with you. A lot of you have been commenting on the latest song that I've been sharing. Speaking of graduates, as we head towards this season, this graduation season, I wrote a song called 18 Summers, inspired by the chapter of the story that Emily and I are in right now. In coming weeks, we'll do an episode dedicated to that song and what's going on in our lives. But I've just been sharing some little teasers, some little snippets here and there of the song. A lot of you have commented how it's brought a little tear to the cheek, little tear to the eye. It's a good thing to cry, you know, not all the time, but, you know, it's a good thing to feel, right? So that song, you know, made a grown man cry when I was writing it. And hopefully it'll touch your heart. That song's coming out on 4/26, by the way. I haven't announced that yet, but for you, You Shall Know First. 426, the song 18 Summers is coming out. Hey, one other thing I've been excited to announce, and we're going to be announcing this on social media very soon, but you know my song, Don't Stop Praying. I am going to be at the National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C. as a part of that special event, and I'll be singing the song, Don't Stop Praying. I'm very excited to lend my voice to crowds of thousands of people who will be joining at the Capitol, in our nation's capital, and committing to pray for our nation and praying for our leaders and praying for this season up ahead, the election, but just believing in the power of prayer. So I'm as I look at my calendar, I've got that date circled. It's going to be so incredible. And I also might be releasing a special version of Don't Stop Praying in honor of the National Day of Prayer. So stay tuned for that. Speaking of the National Day of Prayer, did you know that we have a prayer wall, a virtual prayer wall at MatthewWest.com? If you'd like to go there, you can click on the prayer wall link and submit a prayer request or talk about how God's answered your prayers and post your pictures so we can build some really cool community around that at MatthewWest.com. Okay, you guys know what this week was, right? The eclipse. Holy cow. It was all the buzz, all the rage, all the talk. Social media was going nuts and scaring everybody half to death about what could go wrong. And we're still here. You know, I get such a kick out of people. You know, I saw on Twitter or X the word rapture was trending. Rapture. And I thought it was so interesting because it was like, what? I don't want to sound harsh, but as a follower of Christ, you know, all right, let me look up this scripture because I quote it all the time, but I don't know which book it is. But I'm gonna pull this up real quick. Yeah, Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 says it very clear. Now, do we believe we're in the last days? Yes, I believe we are in the last days. I believe we've been in the last days. But when people try to predict when the Lord is coming back and they've got all this empirical scientific evidence and they're putting it all on the internet, and it's just, I just keep coming back to this verse. And I told my daughters this. They were asking me, like, Dad, all over social media, they're saying the rapture's going to happen on the day of the eclipse. And I said, listen, when people think they know, they don't know. Because there is only one God, and He knows. And the Bible tells us clearly, however, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son Himself. Only the Father knows. So all I know is, people get ready, Jesus is coming, soon we'll be going home. So soon and very soon, oh, that's another good one I love. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Man, I love that. I love singing songs about heaven. I love writing songs about heaven. And I can't wait to go to heaven, you know? But I'm not going to claim to know when that day is coming. I just want to keep my eyes on Jesus, keep running my race well, and be ready when that trumpet sounds, my brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen? But back to the eclipse. Sorry for that digression there. I wrote some thoughts. Listen, I've said this before. It's never a question of, is God speaking? The question is always, am I paying attention, right? And God can speak to us through anything and everything. There are lessons to be learned. There's ways for us to grow. And, you know, too many times I miss the message. But every now and then, man, when I'm tuned in, even when I'm not, I feel like God can get my attention. Like, you know, Saul wasn't looking for God when he got knocked off a donkey by a blinding light and God changed his name to Paul, you know. So I'm thankful that God gets our attention one way or the other. But you guys know me. If you listen to this podcast for any amount of time or listen to my songs, you know that my antennas are always up. And I feel like there's a lesson to be learned in everything. And wouldn't you know it? I felt like I was turning my thoughts towards my faith and thinking about life, thinking about my relationship with the Lord, thinking about creation. And I learned some lessons from the great eclipse. And so I want to share with you some encouragement today. There's a written form of this devotional with a similar message at popwe.org, we send out a weekly devotion. It's called Day One Devos, just as a reminder that every day is day one of the rest of your life. And so I send out these devotions. If you want to get a written copy of this devotion sent to you in your email inbox as a free gift from me to you, go to popwe.org today. But I just want to share these lessons from the eclipse. First of all, we survived it, right? Hopefully you wore your protective glasses like my wife made me do. I was in a writing appointment here at the Story House with my buddy AJ. We took a break from our writing to step outside with our goofy glasses on and look up. The sky was a bit cloudy in Nashville. I'm not sure what it was like where you were. But, you know, it felt like we were still able to witness what they called partial coverage. I was amazed by how many people traveled great distances just to be in the path of totality. I've never used that phrase as much as I have this week. But watching on the news and just seeing how traffic was going to be impacted, I mean, just people going everywhere. In fact, I went to a church on Sunday in Nashville, and some people walked up to me and said, "Hey, you're Matthew West." I said, "Yeah." And they said, "Oh, man, we're just in town. We're visiting, and we listen to your music." I said, "Thank you." I said, "What are you in town for?" They said, "Well, we're on our way to Paducah, Kentucky from Georgia to be in the path of totality, and we stopped to go to church in Nashville." And I was like, man, people really are making journeys for this. In one day, millions of people stood in awe of God's incredible creation. Now, as I attempted to focus in on this rare eclipse, there were some, you know, it was hard to focus in on it, but some bigger thoughts about the world and who made it felt like they did come into focus for me this week as I thought about the eclipse. I thought of how intricately designed our entire universe is, and I was humbly reminded that the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, and the sky, the galaxies, the planets, they're not the result of some big random boom as scientists may try to make us believe. Those who say there is no God would call a Christian a fool for saying they believe that God created the heavens and the earth, like Genesis tells us. But as I looked up to the heavens to catch a peek of this rare eclipse, man, I don't know about you, but I couldn't help but think, I think it takes more faith to believe that all this just happened by chance. No, I believe it happened by design, not by chance, by the design of our Creator. Colossians chapter 1, verse 6 tells us, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth." I looked up at the sky and related to the words that the great George Strait once sang, "I saw God today." That's what I felt when I looked up to the sky. Every time I look up and I see a sunrise or a sunset or see a field of wildflowers or whatever it may be, I see God in every bit of creation. How about you? Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says this, "And God said, let there be light." And guess what? Well, it doesn't say guess what in the Bible. I'm adding that. There was light. So God said it, and light appeared. Job chapter 9, verse 7 says, "He tells the sun, don't shine, and it doesn't. He pulls the blinds on the stars. All by himself, he stretches out the heavens." That's the Message translation. I love that. All by himself, he stretches out the heavens. These are awesome eclipse scriptures. Don't you agree? As I looked up from behind my special glasses, of course, I didn't want to go blind, I found myself having a little talk with God, thanking him for his creation, thanking him for the reminder that he's the one who did it. Feeling a stirring and a renewing of my faith and my belief in a world that says there is no God. As I looked up, I thought about how often I've got my eyes down throughout my life. I'm focused on the work I'm doing, the worries I'm worrying, and the world I'm walking through. I'm not looking up enough. I'm looking down. And just as the sky grew dim during that eclipse, I thought of how often I settle for a similar dim light to guide my life. When I've got the great light of the world wanting to be a lamp for my feet and a light for my path, I settle for this dimness because I'm looking down, ignoring the majesty and the wonder of the works of my Creator. How about you? So I guess today's podcast is maybe just a little reminder for you today. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where you are, how busy you are, how stressed you are, how troubled you are. But can I just encourage you to look up? Don't just let that momentary eclipse be the moment that you looked up through those goofy glasses. Look up today and see the majesty. Look up today and be reminded that the one who puts the sun and the moon and the stars in place is also orchestrating every detail of our lives, of your life. None of this is by chance, my friends. No big bang, no flukes or accidents. Believe in that and feel that new stirring of belief and your faith cemented on that firm foundation as you look up and go, it's like Buddy the Elf, right? When they called out and said, Santa's coming at 10 a.m. He goes, Santa, I know him. Sometimes I think about that when I look up at the sky and I go, the one who made that sunrise, the one who made that eclipse, the one who put the stars in place, I know him. More importantly, he knows me. This quote by C.S. Lewis came to me as I watched the eclipse. I'm going to leave you with this thought today, okay? He wrote, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. That's pretty deep. And when I read deep things, I need to read them twice. So here it goes again. I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else. Look up and believe today. He who tells the sun to shine is the one who writes your story. Thanks for joining me today. You guys are awesome. It's your story for his glory. I'll see you next week.